It's Batty's fault, said Sky.
It is not,
said Batty.
Of course it is, said Sky. We wouldn't be lost if Hound hadn't eaten the map, and Hound wouldn't have eaten the map if you hadn't hidden your sandwich in it.
Maybe it's fate that Hound ate the map. Maybe we'll discover something wonderful while we're lost, said Jane.
We'll discover that when I'm in the back seat for too long with my younger sisters, I go insane and murder them, said Sky.
Steady, troops, said Mr. Penderwick. Rosalind, how about a game?
Let's do I went to the zoo and I saw, said Rosalind. I went to the zoo and I saw an anteater. Jane?
I went to the zoo and I saw an anteater and a buffalo, said Jane.
Batty was between Jane and Skye, so it was her turn next.
I went to the zoo and I saw an anteater, a buffalo, and a kangaroo.
Kangaroo starts with a K, not a C, said Sky.
It does not. It starts with a K like cat, said Batty.
Just take your turn, Sky, said Rosalind. There's no point in playing if we don't do it right.
Rosalind, who was sitting in the front seat with Mr. Penderwick, turned around and gave Skye, her oldest sister, glare. It wouldn't do much, Rosalind knew. After all, Skye was only 1 year younger than she was. But it might quiet her long enough for Rosalind to concentrate on where they were going. They really were badly lost. This trip should have taken an hour and a half, and already they'd been on the road for 3. Rosalind looked over at her father in the driver's seat. His glasses were slipping down his nose, and he was humming his favorite Beethoven symphony, the one about spring. Rosalind knew this meant he was thinking about plants. He was a professor of botany, instead of about his driving.
Daddy, she said, what do you remember about the map?
We're supposed to go past a little town called Framley, then make a few turns and look for number 11 Stafford Street.
Didn't we see Framley a while ago? And look, she said, pointing out the window. We've been past those cows before.
Good eyes, Rosie, he said. But weren't we going in the other direction last time? Maybe this way will do the trick.
No, because all we saw along here were more cow fields, remember?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Penderwick stopped the car, turned it around, and went back the other way.
We need to find someone who can give us directions, said Rosalind.
We need to find a helicopter that can airlift us out of here, said Sky,
and keep your stupid wings to yourself.
She was talking to Batty, who, as always, was wearing her beloved orange and black butterfly wings.
They're not stupid, said Batty.
Woof,
said Hound from his place among the boxes and suitcases in the very back of the car. He took Batty's side in every discussion.
Lost and weary, the brave explorers and their faithful beast argued among themselves. Only Sabrina Starr remained calm, said Jane.
Sabrina Starr was the heroine of books that Jane wrote. She rescued things. In the first book, it was a cricket. Then came Sabrina Starr Rescues a Baby Sparrow, Sabrina Starr Rescues a Turtle, and most recently, Sabrina Starr Rescues a Groundhog. Rosalind knew that Jane was looking for ideas on what Sabrina should rescue next. Sky had suggested a man-eating crocodile who would devour the heroine and put an end to the series, but the rest of the family had shouted her down. They enjoyed Jane's books.